America Weekend.
We are talking with Sue DeCicco, a well-known artist, sculptor, children's book author, former Muppeteer, all that sort of stuff Jim Henson, right. You there, Sue?
I am. I'm not helping, though.
No, I can see that.
Yeah, we really need you to jump in the middle of that pool.
Well, I want to get to Jim Henson in just a minute, but I do want to ask you a little more serious question, which is, should cartoons be a political satire such as what happened recently in France?
Well, it is really fascinating that cartoonists are being targeted and horrifying, of course, feeling so much kinship for them. I certainly respect their right, the cartoonists' right, to do what they do in these instances. But my personal philosophy about how to use my ability to communicate through visuals is that I want to empower people and build people up and not take the stance that I can bully or degrade or ridicule somebody else's beliefs. And while they have every right to do it, and obviously it's horrifying that they're being targeted and there's no excuse for that targeting and we shouldn't tolerate it, I also think that art is something that you have to be careful about how you use it. And for me personally, I take the approach that I want people to feel empowered and have a good feeling about it, and I don't need to ridicule anyone through art.
You know, that's a very good point. I mean, not only art, but I guess words should be used. You got to be careful how you use the words because they can be both insightful as well as inspiring.
Yeah, and certainly everybody has the right to use them as they wish. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about our country and other countries. But it is an individual choice, and I think that you can be equally effective while creating an inclusive atmosphere and one where everybody feels comfortable instead of provoking people.
True. Let's go back now to the Muppeteers and Jim Henson. You have one of the, I mean, that had to be a very enviable job back in the time when Jim Henson was certainly in vogue and things were going very successfully for him. You were operating a Muppet. Do you remember which one you did?
I was two of the Sesame Street kids. I was a little short to get anything more. We were in a pit. I was just an extra on the first Muppet movie. So we all stood in a pit all day long with our hands in the air. And Jim came out with a row of Kermits. It was really fascinating. He had maybe a dazen or so Kermits on little dowel pegs that were stuck in a 2x4 in a long strip. And he had different Kermits that would do different facial expressions better. So they were each one was constructed slightly differently to meet his needs for each particular scene. And he gave us all Muppeteer lessons, which was just, you know, once in a lifetime experience. And then set us all to work. I was actually a film major, a character animation major at CalArts at the time. So I was a full-time student, and his production company called CalArts and said, "We need extras. Who do you have that would be appropriate?" And my major was selected because we were all studying animation and film. So.
You know, if I were to put Carl into a Muppet movie, I know which part I would have him play, and it's Oscar. Now, you can tell people, Sue, who Oscar was.
Well, Oscar was and is just a lovable grouch, but I don't see Carl that way. So in Carl's defense, Roland.
And I greatly appreciate he's having fun with me today.
Well, and we all know who you'd be, right? Right, Roland?
No,
do you know?
Oh, probably Miss Piggy.
Wow, really? That I wouldn't.
Strange casting roles here. Strange casting.
No, there's for those who are true Muppet fans and know all of the Muppets. You're Guy Smiley all the way.
So I would be Whom?
Guy Smiley was kind of a game show host and always.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yes.
Absolutely. Sue, thank you for that. But also, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Smith Sabatino. And I know from Carl and I just love talking to you that you're going to be a regular. And we did delighted that you were here today. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Always a pleasure to talk to you, too.
Come.
I hope you're staying warm and happy.
Yes, we're going to try. Thanks
come
a
back,
lot.
Come back real soon,
right. Bye-bye.
Please.
Thanks.
Just delightful.
Yes, indeed.
Just delightful.
Come on, Oscar.
Oscar.
Say goodbye.
Well, hello there.
Good for you.
Call Sabatino and Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. How about that, kiddies? We're back. Stay with us.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You're in a staff meeting when suddenly the boss asks you a question you weren't expecting.
Your heart begins to beat faster. Your mind starts racing. Your nerves are on edge. And all eyes in the room are looking at you. What should you do?
Author and speech coach Darlene Price says to buy more time by asking your boss to repeat the question. Here's why it works. Since anxiety affects our ability to listen, you may not have heard the question clearly.
By asking someone to repeat a question, they'll often narrow it down or provide more detail the second time around. If they don't, ask for specifics.
Next time a surprise question puts you in the hot seat, ask them to repeat it. Clarity leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who's harder to raise, little boys or little girls? Well, it was that famous philosopher Plato who said that of all the animals, the boy is the most unmanageable. Well, Plato, old pal, that was then, but this is now. Here's the social science of it. Both genders are beginning to test limits and try their parents. It could be the result of, you know, like changing times, result of equality, who knows? No matter, the responsibility of parents has not changed. Whether you're the parent of a boy or a girl, parents who employ consistent parenting, teach children consequences of their actions, and show them how to delay gratification, well, they grow very well-managed children. What's the cheap psychological trick? Good parenting when children are young leads to more easily managed teenagers and adults. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.